Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
So I'm Brandon. I think I've met many of you by now, but I'm just happy to share my story a little bit. So when Trevor asked me to share my story, my first thought actually was, does that mean I have to miss City Kids this morning? So I actually just came in from City Kids and headed back there in a minute. So my journey to City of Light has been pretty long and bumpy. I've tried and failed to connect to a church for 17 years since coming to Wheaton for college. I've given up and started over too many times to count. I tried big churches and small churches. I tried Saturday night service, church in Chicago. I had friends committed to praying for me, some for years or a decade, encouraging me to find a church home, find a place to serve. I tried, but I failed. And honestly, I failed so many times, I kind of wondered if I should even be sharing this morning or if this is just a honeymoon church phase before I fail again. I often feel like, I felt like I was successful in every area of my life except for church. I just didn't connect anywhere. I dreaded Sunday mornings, and on the days I did go, I usually left feeling drained or dejected. Church was just a place that didn't welcome me, and it was a place that hurt me and my family. The idea of church just hung over my head as a thing I just wasn't very good at. Maybe Sunday morning church was just an outdated tradition, I wondered. Maybe it wasn't just wasn't for me. I visited City of Light for the first time in June. Honestly, I just came out to support two longtime friends, Grace and Jason. I'd heard a lot about it and just wanted to see the place that they loved. But when I walked through the doors, I was overwhelmed by this feeling of family. It felt like a place where everyone was welcome, felt comfortable. So I'm still getting to know everyone at City, but I first started connecting when I served at the Arnold's Backyard Bible Camp in August and then at Fall Festival in City Kids. Grace and Jason told me the best way to connect with people was to serve, and they were right. The first people I got to know here were mostly age 4 to 14, and eventually I started pairing them up with moms and dads and meeting the rest of you guys too. I always feel at home when I serve here. I'm single and I'm freelance, so I spend a ton of time working at home by myself. It can be a very selfish lifestyle. I'm always focused on whatever I'm working on next. So I've really come to appreciate Fridays and Sundays just because it makes me get out of my self-serving mind a little bit. And remember that there's a whole world out there with people that need Jesus. People that I can help bring Jesus to, even a little bit. Spending time with my mentee at Kids Hope or serving at City Kids on Sundays. I love that our children are part of the church here at City. Faith like a child is a beautiful thing. Children pray wonderfully simple prayers, prayers they believe. And they ask questions that I forgot I'm supposed to be asking. They wonder things that I've long stopped being awestruck by. Last fall, Trevor preached about the importance of children in our church and reminded us that they're part of our church body and that people that serve in City Kids are not just babysitters so that the adults can meet with God. When I serve at City Kids, I never feel like I'm missing out on anything. City Kids are the best part of the week for me. One of the things I love most at City is how there's opportunities for everyone to serve. Some people serve visibly up front. Others do things in the back, or they do things before the service or after or during the week. I love watching the children race to collect the Bibles after the service. Some people serve by opening their homes or inviting me to be part of a family. Some serve just with a welcoming smile, making us introverts feel welcome and noticed. God has given everyone different gifts. Everyone gets to serve here. There was a day back in December when I really knew I'd found a home. I just returned to Wheaton from a time home in North Dakota with family, and I was emotionally exhausted after spending extra time there with a really sick grandma. That Friday, I began hanging with my mentee, Nathan, at Kids Hope here. And I continued that afternoon, giving a ride home from school and joining the Petersons for a few hours, playing Wii with the kids, eating dinner with the family. Then I got to serve and sing at our Christmas caroling event. Then I went out with some new City friends afterward, laughing and telling stories, encouraging each other. And about 6 months after my first visit to City of Light, that was the day that I really knew I'd found a home here. So I think my favorite part about City of Light, among the other many favorites I've named so far, is just what's still to come. I'm excited to become a member of a local church for the first time ever. I'm excited to continue to find new ways to serve here. I'm excited to host more Super Bowl parties and join more family dinners, hint, hint. There are many more faces to get to know. There's more family members to meet. I love getting to be part of a church where we all get to dream together about what God might do next year. And I can't wait to see what that is with this new family. And now back to my other 20 elementary-aged friends to go worship with them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.